Good morning. Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church.
Thank you for joining us today. God's blessings on your worship.
I'm going to go to the next one. No, I'm going to come to you. No, this is So the other day, our family had one of those rare meetings where somehow, by some miracle, we were all able to be together at home at the same time. It was absolutely amazing. There were no meetings in church. There was no softball practice for Zoe. There was nowhere else that we needed to go. So we actually got to spend the whole evening together at home. And it was truly glorious. But part of our truly glorious evening meant that we needed to make sure that we took the opportunity to feed all the kids, make sure that all the kids got to feed them. That's a good thing to do. So at one point, I was in the bathroom and Max was taking his shower. And I had my phone with me. And so, like all millennial parents tend to do, I was sort of multitasking. Although, if you want to say, I was handling something very important and distorted, but really, I was just basically scrolling through TikTok videos on my phone. And, you know, just watching one dumb video after the next, never even recording. And at some point, Max really went up and he didn't even get his shampoo out of his hand. So I put my phone down. But I forgot to close out of the TikTok feed before I did here. Now, I realize not everybody in here uses TikTok or understands how the app works. But I was handling the shower over here, and TikTok was still running over here. If you're not familiar with it, essentially what happens once you've watched one of these short TikTok videos, it goes back and restarts it automatically from the beginning. So while I'm handling everything over here with my kids, that same video that I had been watching underneath my belt just kept replaying over and over and over again. And the video in question was some guy was trying to chop down a tree in the backyard. And I guess he had misjudged how that tree was going to fall. So about halfway through the video, you see the tree start to fall, and then you see the whole thing land on top of a house and completely destroy this house. And so that's the thing that kept playing on my phone over and over and over again. If I had to guess, I would say it probably replayed at least 15 before I went and took my phone back and changed it to something else. So, of course, TikTok doesn't know the reason why that video played so many times on my phone. It doesn't know that I was helping my son. For all it knows, it just thinks that I'm all of a sudden really obsessed with this tree felling videos. Because that's the data that gets fed into what in the social media world is called the algorithm, which is the term for this underlying system that calculates what kind of content it thinks that users want to see. And all different kinds of factors go into this. If you watch a video for a certain amount of seconds, if you like a video, if you share a video with your friends, or if, like me the other day, you just have the same video playing 20 times on your phone in a row, it makes it seem to the algorithm that you want similar content fed to you, so that you will constantly see things that you like, things that you are interested in. So, for about the next 2 days after this had happened, TikTok ended up showing me all kinds of videos of trees coming down, like more than I ever thought existed, or I would never want to see. TikTok apparently thought that I secretly wanted to be a lumberjack or something. I mean, it's kind of died down now, but it was just a really weird couple of days to be honest. So, believe it or not, understanding that concept of the social media algorithm and how that all works actually can give us a little bit of insight into what our Lord was speaking about So in other words, this is one of the worst times in all of the history of history. Here comes Jeremiah, chosen to be the one who had to deliver the truth to God's people. And the truth was that those people were about to be punished and things were about to get really, really bad. To tell them that God had been patient with them for a long, long time, but now that patience was finally running out. Because of all of their unfaithfulness, all of their idolatry, their pride, their greed, their unwillingness to love God, their unwillingness to love their neighbors the way they should, it finally got so out of control that the only solution left was to the prophets who prophesy to you, filling you with vain hopes. They speak wisdom of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. They say continually to those who despise the word of the Lord, it shall be well with you. And to everyone who stubbornly follows his own heart, they say, how disaster shall come upon you. Zedekiah had watched a vision in the way that God had always blessed his people in the days of King Saul and the days of King David and so on. It's like he had watched that video 20 times in a row. And now, instead of seeing Jeremiah's point and leading the people into repentance, instead, he's just surrounding himself with that feel-good topic. Folks that are going to just tell him whatever he wants to hear in order to just feel better about the whole situation. He didn't want to hear anything about the persons. He just wanted to keep hearing about all the blessings. And why wouldn't you? Right? I mean, it's kind of irresistible if we can sort of understand that it would just be consistent. Particularly because of the world that we live in. Particularly because we live in a social media age. There's been study after study which has shown that one of the reasons why social media is so addictive for us is because it actually causes us in our brains to release dopamine when we use it. When we are exposed to content that we like, it makes us feel good. And we want more of it. It makes the of to addictions to shopping, addictions to gaming. I mean, the list goes on. But my point is, when someone gets trapped in that addictive sort of algorithm loop, either literally or figuratively, at a certain point, something or someone has to come in and break the algorithm. For the Israelites, the algorithm was broken by all of these things that Jeremiah is talking about and preaching about. It's broken by God's wrath, the whirling tempest, the fire, the hammer that breaks the rocks in pieces. It took all of that sort of stuff in order to finally get their attention. To the very things that would destroy us. The actual truth is that we are set free, made new, washed clean, loved, cherished, all by faith in the one who endured God's wrath on the cross so that you would rest. Your time is spent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
We hope to see you again next week.